Good morning. Our questions today are, what's this concept? What's the chashivus, the importance of being one of the first 10 to Minyan, coming one of the first to 10 to Shul? That's question number one. Question number two is, what if somebody comes after the first 10? Is there still a mile? Is still there an importance associated with simply coming? Does it add something to the basic Minyan that we have already there? So we're going to go through some of a Zohar. The Zohar speaks in detail on these issues, but we'll just extract certain points from the Zohar. So the Zohar says as follows, Ashrei hu adam hanimtza me'elu asar harim. Rishonim bebeis haknesses, praiseworthy is the one. Praiseworthy are those people who are of the first 10 that come to the shul because they are making up the minyan. The minyan he calls the Eida. Eida means 10 men. And they are mitkachim tchila b'shechina. They are the first to have the kedusha of the shechina upon them. Then he adds something very fascinating. He says, and when you come to shul, don't come one and two separately to shul. Everyone should come together. I don't know how practical this is nowadays, but he says, Utsrichim shiunin tsaim asara beis haknesses b'bachsachas. They have to be, and literally they have to be in the shul together as one, but then he adds, don't come ketzatam, little by little, drips and drabs coming into shul, but he says we should have a shleimus of the eivarim, of the limbs of the minyan together, like the shleimus of a body, they should come as one. And he explains as follows, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, he created man all at once, bepamachas, all at once we had eivarim, we were a united body together, making up one. So too, when we have a minyan in shul, they should come as a united group together, making up the various limbs, but together they make up the body of the person. They make up the body of the minyan. So he has an interesting parallel between our bodies and creation, that it was all made at one, with all the limbs coming together with unity. So too, we should have this minyan coming together to the shul together. And then we have unity. And we have an interesting concept that the first 10 are viewed as the body, as a whole united body, and that makes up the minyan. And then the Zohar continues and he says, but even those who come afterward, those who come after the first 10, they're also a tikkun of that goof. They are also an assistance adding to that initial goof, that addition, an initial Eida of 10 people making up the minyan, because ki riboy ha'am magdil es kvod ha'melech, because the more we have the increase of the people coming to the minyan, it increases the respect that we are showing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the common concept that we know, Barav Am Hadras Melech. So the first 10 have a special mila, special significance, but even thereafter, the Barav Am Hadras Melech, even those who come afterward, participate in improving the initial Eida, the initial body, the united limbs that already existed before they came to the minyan. Now, on the negative side, on the flip side, the Zohar continues that if the Shechina comes to the shul, apparently at the appointed time when the minyan is going to begin, and there is not a minyan there, and people haven't come in united together to having a minyan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Madua bati ve'en ish, why have I come? And there is no ish here. What does that mean? Ve'en ish means, as we mentioned, that there's that parallel between a person, the creation of a person and the minyan. Hainu she'ivarim, this goof of this person was not fixed. In other words, we don't have a full body here. It's missing limbs. The implication here, says the Zohar, is this minyan is lacking because we don't have a minyan at all. There are people not there. If we don't have a minyan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there is no ish, there is no person here, there is no minyan here, so why has my Shechina descended upon this shul, upon this minyan? Just to continue, the Ben Ish Chai brings a number of interesting concepts, halachas, as relates to this mitzvah of being of the first 10 to the minyan. He says, mitzvah la'adam, lios ma'asar rishonim abeis ha'kinesis. That's our concept here. That's the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to be of the first 10. And he says here that the concept here is not to be of the first 10 and leave and daven elsewhere. He says there are people that used to do that. They used to get to shul early, be of the first 10. I got the ma'ila, and they think they're getting credit for everyone who's going to daven there, but they themselves would go daven elsewhere. That's not the concept. The concept is be there and daven with that minyan, then you are of the first 10 of that minyan. So that's point number one in the Ben Ish Chai. Number two is the Ben Ish Chai says this concept applies not only for Shachris, but it's also a mitzvah for Mincha and Maariv to be of the first 10. So every minyan, Every minya chachris, mincha, and marav, one should make an effort. It's a mitzvah to be of the first 10. And then he says, in addition, this is very fascinating, just like it's a mitzvah to be of the first 10, it's also a mitzvah to stay on in the shul until there are fewer than 10. Because there's a special chashivus in the front side of creating the minyan, there's a special chashivus of staying on when there is still a minyan there. So until there it dwindles down to 9, there's a mitzvah to stay on. And he says, in fact, kol shekein, certainly you have to be careful when you have a few people left. It's only 10 people left. Don't be the first one to leave of that 10 that are left in the shul, because the person who leaves, the number 10, he's the first one, number one who leaves of the last 10, that causes the shechina to leave the shul. So don't be that first person of the last 10. If you're in a rush, leave before while there's still a minion, or wait till number 10 leaves. Now the shechina is left because of him, and now one can depart from the shul. So there we have it in a nutshell, the special maila of being of the first 10. It's a mitzvah to be of the first 10. It applies to shachris, mincha, and marav, and also to stay in the shul at the end of the davening is also a mitzvah as well. Have a wonderful day.